Shalom, everyone. Begins with a satsang from 1991. And starting a little ways down from the top. Question. I could ask another question. When you were giving the lecture, there was an area that I thought in my mind to think about. I don't want to interrupt you, but now the question is coming to mind. I think I answered it, though, in thinking about it, from my own point of view. Approaching all the prophets of the world, Isa was known as the only begotten son. How do I explain to someone else when they say, quote, Jesus was the only begotten son and he was the only one who died for us, etc. Buddha didn't, nor did all the other prophets. How do I clarify that? And Maitreya answers, he was the only begotten son. He was Christ. He was the Messiah. For instance, Isaac is my son. I send him to someone to give a message. Probably if he goes to the people where the language is different, instead of being called Isaac, he is called Azhag. Azhag is the Arabic and probably the Hebrew name for Isaac. He goes to another culture, and they call him Isaac. He goes to another culture, for example, they call him Isaac. He is the only son that I have. How many messengers were there? There were three messengers, but all of them were the same person. He is my first son. He didn't change. Probably the message didn't change, maybe a little bit for the different seals, but the messenger is the same. The messenger is Buddha, the messenger is Krishna, the messenger is Muhammad, the messenger is Adam, the messenger is Noah, the messenger is Bob, and on and on. That is true. He is the first begotten son, but he comes and, as it says in the Bible, he opens all the seals. So there is more than one seal that he opened, and he brought all the truth to humanity. He was also Abraham, and the whole of humanity will be blessed through him. If what they say is true and only the Christians are being blessed through Isa or Jesus, then what happens to the rest of humanity? Was that the same answer that you reached yourself? And the participant answers, yes. And Maitreya says, good. Actually, that is the best way to answer questions, to ask yourself and then meditate. Then when the answer comes, it just stays with you. It is an answer from within. It will remain with you. The answer is going to come to you if you really meditate on the question. Plus, of course, reading our literature and listening and hearing satsang connects you more and more to the higher spirit and higher levels. Then as you are more connected, you can answer your own questions in higher levels. That is the best way to receive the answers, because when I say something to you, it is still external for you. It is not something that is internalized, but when you receive your answer yourself, then it is internalized. Sometimes at the mission, someone receives an answer, and then they come and confirm it with me. That is exactly the way I would have answered. A question. How come in this time of unification, every country and region are separating themselves, or all want their independence? Maitreya answers, who are these people who are doing this bidding for independence? Are they divine people? Are they in the mission of Maitreya? And all are laughing. Are they following the eternal divine path? Do they know anything about the unification of the religions and the communities of light? The answer is no. They don't. These are the people who have their own agendas. They have that narrow view of what they want, and mostly they are politicians or businessmen who have interest in doing so. To them, having a small place and being the president of it is greater than being the head of the state of a greater country. So the play with the emotions of the people and arouse them based on their nationality, language, culture, religion, etc. That's how the politicians work with the people. They work with their emotions. That is why they want these separations to happen. Again, we are not concerned about that. that is not important because eventually those feelings are going to subside. How much separation can we make? When those people separate themselves from these provinces, they are not a cohesive people. They are not unified. They have a small group inside their province who also do not want to be a part of this new province. They want to be separated. Where is it going to end? Is everyone going to end up in a small village? There's laughing. A village, village, and another village as a country? That's not going to work. Eventually, everyone will realize that what they are doing is wrong, especially if they hear the word. If they hear this message and they realize it is their narrowness and their attachments to their culture that is causing the separation. What culture are you from if you believe in reincarnation? Are you really French, or have you been born in India sometime maybe? Are you Indian? Or maybe you were born in Africa? Are you black or white? So how can you say who you are or what culture you belong to? That is not really believing in reincarnation, and then is narrowing ourselves to one limited view of the world. That's why this teaching is so wonderful. It expands you. If you really understand it, it stretches your imagination. And as you meditate more and more, you become freer and freer. They cannot categorize you. Don't let them categorize you. Don't let them call you French or American or Persian or black or white or yellow. Don't let them. If you don't believe that you can be categorized, you won't. But if you do, you will. Also, if some ignorant person categorizes you, just look at him like a wise man looking at an ignorant man. Look at him like, hey, that is from ignorance that you are categorizing me. Don't even bother to answer such a person. Don't even confront those people who are narrow. Walk away from them and continue your expansion of the mind. Keep connected to God and expanding yourself instead of being affected by the external world and their categorization. And they're telling you that, quote, you are not as good as us. Actually, you categorize yourself. You say, that is what I am. I am this, 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 so I have to behave like this, this, this. So you don't let them categorize you. If you don't really believe that you are categorizable, no one can categorize you. You've been born many times in many different cultures, so I can't categorize myself in any special way. Again, that is why expansion of the mind is so important. Understand this teaching, really understand it, and let it become a part of you. If you don't, then you become attached to your religion. You become attached to your culture. You become attached to your language. You become attached to everything. And that narrows you. The man or woman who wants to unify all cultures has no culture. He or she belongs to the culture of God. The man or woman who wants to unify all religions has no religion but God. A man or woman who wants to unify all countries does not belong to one. She or he belongs to all, etc. We can see all this is where vidya comes from. Ignorance, doesn't it? These people want to do these things that are not according to the will of God. Who said that humanity is following the will of God? They haven't been, and they are not. Of course, the will of God some time ago was that they be separated, that they be different nations, and that there be confusion among them. The Bible teaches us God came down and saw that humans were building the Tower of Babel. Their language was one, and they had telepathic abilities, but they were using their abilities for a greater purpose. But they were not using their abilities for a greater purpose. They were trying to build something to make a name and fame for themselves, not to glorify God. That's why he created such a situation and history. Now we are here, and we can look at history and learn this lesson, that if we ever created telepathic ability, and we became one great nation, as one world, one nation, we should not use that ability to glorify ourselves, but to bring God's energy to all levels of our existence. And the greatest sign here, if you look at the kingdom of heaven on earth, you will see this triangle downward in the kingdom of heaven is the Spirit of God coming from heaven to earth. This triangle downward is the hierarchy, which comes from the communities of light. So we have to bring the Spirit of God to earth in the communities of light, in the kingdom of heaven on earth. Is the Spirit of God in the hierarchies that we have right now on earth? Are our politicians connected to God? So that's your answer. That's why these things are happening right now. Of course, there is one good aspect in it, and that is that so far these people who want to be separated from the central government or central power were connected to this central power because those central powers kept them to themselves by force or political domination. It's just like the satellites with Russia. Those countries who were connected to Russia didn't want to be with her. They wanted to be separate. Actually, Lithuania and Estonia and all those Baltic countries wanted to be separate for 40 or 50 years. They didn't want to be with Russia, but they had no choice. Politically, economically, and militarily, Russia was a very powerful nation, and they couldn't break away. Now they have the opportunity to do that. It is just like Quebec, which was very much related to Canada. Probably the people in Quebec didn't want to be Canadians. They wanted to be separated for what, 120 and some years? We can see now the grip of the politicians, etc., are loosening up. So they decided they're going to separate if their demands are not met. In that sense, we can see that energy, again, supports our teachings that humanity is becoming more equal. The power that kept the satellites attached to the central governments by political and military might is loosening up. The example of a good union is probably the United States. It is a union where all the union wants to stay in the union. No one wants to be separated. If you ask in New Mexico, because that's a state by itself, do you want to get away from the rest of the United States? They would say, no, we want to stay in. There is no tension there. That is the kind of kingdom of God we want to create, that everyone wants to stay in the oneness. So we can see, again here, a good example of from which the rest of humanity could probably benefit. Wouldn't it be nice to have the United Countries of the planet Earth, where every union on the planet Earth wants to stay in the union, in all the same time, support the diverse cultures until we create one superculture? Of course, there's tension even in the United States. There are blacks, there are whites, there are Spanish, etc. But ask any of them, do you want to separate? Probably some groups would say yes, but they are radicals. Most of the people would say no, we want to stay with the union. So we can see that there is a good aspect of it because the grip of the politics, etc., is loosening up. There is a bad aspect of it because the politicians who are taking over are not connected to God. But as we said, we don't care. It is not important. In the mission, we don't concentrate on the negativity on earth because it doesn't matter. If you concentrate on the negativity, there is so much of it that it is going to smother you completely. Your mind would just become completely confused. We concentrate on the positivity, the creating of the facilitating body, bringing that energy to earth, spreading it out everywhere on earth, and then creating the communities of light. We have a viable solution to what is on earth now, and when the earth is in such a mess that no one has any answer, we can say, we have the answers here. You can come and join the communities of light. As we said, the economy is getting worse and the tensions between people are greater. So that is why they are becoming separated. but don't be too worried about what is happening on Earth. Get on with the work, please. And there's a question. What is it to have leadership? Maitreya says, leadership is a quality in a person. It is just like charisma. Charisma actually comes from Christ, Krishna, Christus. Leadership comes from having charisma. Of course, it doesn't come easily to the person. It's not something that you come to the world and you are a leader. Probably you have been meditating for many lifetimes. You have overcome some parts of yourself that had to be overcome. A leader is probably more concerned about perfecting himself. He examines his motives and his abilities. Why do I want to do this? Why do I want to take the people with me where I am going? A leader means he who takes others with him somewhere, because if there is nowhere to go, why do they need a leader? Everyone can stay where they are. So a leader means to take some people with him where he goes. The first step is to know what the goal is. Where are we going? Then know how to get there. You should have gone there before, so you can take others with you there. If you don't have a goal, you're going to take the people and just go in a circle over and over again, and you will go nowhere. So leadership can also be from three kinds. It can be from ignorance, passion, or knowledge. If a leader doesn't know where he or she is going, takes the people around in circles and never takes them anywhere, how good is that leader? If a leader has charisma and he or she uses that for financial gain, for her or his own lower nature, passion and things like that, then that is from passion. But a leader who knows where he is going, takes other people with him where he is going, and where he is going is good, good means God, is a good leader. Because even leadership can be three kinds. God is good. Those are the leaders we are trying to create in the mission. Leaders who want to take humanity to God. We want to show the way to Him. It's good to follow Him because God is good. So leadership is a quality. It is a charisma. It is an energy. It is the ability to discern, the ability to find the way and show the way to other people. Of course, the leader cannot walk you to the road. He can show you the way. He can say, this is the way to go. Probably he starts walking, and you can either stay and not follow him, you fall away and never catch up, or you can start walking with him. You say, he knows what he is doing. I should go with him. Actually, there was once a yogi. A lady came to him and said, who do you think you are that everyone follows you? He started walking and she followed him. Pausing for a second in the satsang, I am reading from the satsang given by Maitreya at the Feast of Tabernacles in 1991. Satsangs are spiritual lectures and conversations that focus on God. We share the eternal divine path here. The seventh revelation revealed to humanity from God through Maitreya. This path incorporates all previous paths, showing that there is one God, and they have come from God through His Son, the Messenger, the Christ. So indeed, Judaism is a part, as are the mystical paths in Christianity and Islam and Baha'i and Ananda Marga. Continuing on with the satsang. Question, The Christians teach that it is only by grace that you are saved, not by any works or effort. Is that true or just the dogma? Excuse me. And Maitreya answers, when the children were doing their presentation, didn't you feel grace? That is what grace is. It is so wonderful. You feel so clean, you feel so wonderful, you feel so free. That is what you want to have. You want to have grace. That is where God is. That is what everyone has to feel. But do the people out there really feel this grace? No. They drink, smoke, watch television, they are unhappy, they yell at each other, etc. That is death. That is when their spirits are dying or are dead. Do you want grace? It presented itself here a half hour ago. That is what grace is. It is the feeling of cleanliness, the feeling of freedom, of oneness, of joy, of childlike character, etc. That's why Christ said, children are the door to heaven. They are in heaven because they have that cleanliness, that innocence in them. They can just have joy with no mind, not too many questions, not too much judgmentality. They are happy. But it is very hard to be like that out in this world, isn't it? To be like that little child. Again, we go back to the communities of light. In the communities of light, we can be like that. We can create that grace in us and be like that. Even those who are trying to create the communities of light are affected by the external world all the time. Here, now, we can feel that grace. We can feel that joy, that unity, that oneness, and be free. But when we go out there and we try, I want to create the communities of light here, what is going on? I have to pay my mortgage. I have to do this. My landlord keeps calling me. The people are rude, disrespectful, not responsible, and they don't keep their promises. They are very much in their own trips and everything, and the grace becomes smaller, smaller, and eventually is gone. Grace is that feeling, that oneness with God. You are saved. That is what the Christians are talking about. Of course, a lot of religions and their followers are talking about a lot of things, but they don't know what they are talking about. If they understand what they are talking about, that is true. But just saying you are saved by grace doesn't mean that the person who says it knows what grace is. That feeling of grace that we had, we were saved. We were like children playing with balloons. We were happy and weren't afraid of the world and its problems. We were saved. We were absolutely ecstatic about life. If they reach that grace, that is true. They are saved by grace. Also, what does grace mean? Grace means to receive God's grace. And the way to receive His grace is to do His will. Actually, grace is pure energy. As we said, Holy Mother is the creative force. The creative force cannot move without energy. Energy is female and active. No polarity, it does not have negativity or positivity. Tamaguna is negative and Sattvaguna is positive. So the energy receives the polarity of the Tamaguna if energy falls under the influence of negativity. It becomes negative energy, worldly energy. When it becomes positive, it becomes higher thoughts. But when it stays still, it becomes unconditional love, or grace, pure energy. What does energy do? Energy moves things, doesn't it? So energy in us also moves us to do things. According to what we do, the energy either becomes crudified and becomes negativity, or it comes under the influence of the Sattvaguna and becomes positive, higher thoughts, and all that. We can see then that it is not true that you don't do anything, you don't work or accomplish anything, you are saved by grace. If you use that energy for a good purpose, for a good thing, that energy becomes Sattvaguna and becomes grace also. That is true, you are saved by grace, but grace comes when you do something that God gives you the grace, and you feel the grace of God through you. So you have to know what the grace is before we understand what the Christians mean. And I hope you understand what they mean when they say it. Do you think they understand what they mean? That is a dogma that most of them just throw at you. And if you really know the grace, you would probably just look at them and laugh at them. And the question. Actually, looking at the time, it's been about a half an hour. I could release the mic back to the room for another reader. Or if it would help for the current discussion.